pitch black or a light to keep on and come on, shake up the nations. We'll need ventilation of tainted information gathered in the bottom of a nuclear reactor. Nothing new or clear about the cloudy factors, shady tactics, all the unpaid actors, hard dry like cactus. Black rain back in the day, cool disastrous. We're putting our children at risk, data with an asterisk, power to the active, active, active. Yeah, data with an asterisk, power to the active, active, active. Alpha, beta, gamma rays, any way you like it. Now we're living in omega days. Seem like we're trapped in a sci-fi anime. Clean room, byproducts, contaminant. Lab workers with laminates, cats wreck. Too late to reach for the medicine cabinet. The only fusion happening around mass confusion. Need for deep contemplation. Cut through the noise, mad concentration. Camps built on purpose of tax evasion. Politicians swayed by their shifty cranium. Wicked wet dreams, pure forms of uranium. Multiple platinum and rich plutonium. In propaganda from a sponsored podium. Uno hit like one, the sound of thunder. Another faux pas, irreversible blunder. Thermal recording in a pressurized chamber. Tweak the heat meter, well see through you later. Bombs get smarter while soldiers get dumber. Drive a Hummer now, winter hot like summer. Summer cold like winter now. Who's in the winter circle? Hoops broken, ice caps getting thinner. How do we stop a force so damn powerful? Have to counter with the bigger voice, so let a mouthful of noise begin. Let the bad boys know they can't play with the toys no more. Before they blow up in the face, shrapnel flying everywhere in slow-mo. Ricochet off the wall and sting in reality. Don't let the mothers tally up the fatalities. Judgment soon come beyond the duality. Say what? Say what? Judgment soon come beyond the duality. So why let the silence kill a true utterance? Why make the homeless scrub up your gutter? And who let the science build the righteous teachers? We let defiance get the move from the creatures. Treasures are stolen then dumped in the ocean. Oh, what we do to a motherland caution? Murder she wrote in her will in a eulogy. Offsprings cremate her to create energy. Smoke rise, holy figures burn in effigy. Solar eclipse on the night of an apogee. Earth spin around the doomsday clock. Missing around now, the whole building block is hot. Slagging rocks on the fly, walking on a tight cable. Gambling on top of the periodic table, mate. Fate bring together minds that are able to express from an independent label to rep a hard knock cradle. It's time to rock a show. Let the name ring worldwide, rock a show. What you don't need for show, yet another Chernobyl. Leaks like hope, but till then remain hopeful, my people. You wanna see the whole plot? Like a constellation, you connect the dots. See the outline of a master plan at hand. Train line named Desire, heading for disaster. Charge like plasma, shatter like plaster. Cause we wanna get from point A to B faster. Set your soul on an auction bid. Better yet, set yourself a vibration, kid. This theater has no spin, no flying turbine. No script set for this year by the genuine population. The path we must take for a major alteration. Extreme consumption to wise moderation. Enough of the debating. Get up in the morning just to see what we're facing. Enough of the debasing. Get up in the morning just to see what we're facing. And that's real, real, as it gets. Uh-oh, wake up the nations, we need ventilation of tainted information gathered in the bottom of a nuclear reactor. Nothing new or clear about the cloudy factors, shady tactics, army of paid actors, hard dry like cactus. Black rain back in the day, cool disastrous. We're putting our children at risk, data with an asterisk, power to the activists. We're putting our future at risk. Data with an asterisk. Power to the activists.
Amazing music. Yes, indeed. That comes to us from the Japanese group called Nomak. And I think the name of the song is Rakasho. And they, of course, are talking about nuclear energy in mm-hmm. Japan. So I thought it was apropos to play
very
this
much
time.
So. Very much so.
And so we are going to move on. Our next clip with Mr. Arne Gunderson covers the environment. And we speak about the effects of the efforts to cool down the cores that were exposed in the nuclear plant unit buildings by pouring water on them. And in many cases, the heat of the cores actually had melted the cement and gone through the bottom of the buildings. So you'll hear me ask Mr. Gunderson about the efficiency of pouring water through the ceiling or the from above the building to watch it actually just go right through the building and come out through the basement floor. And so it's a very, very, very serious situation there, and you'll hear his response. And so we also then talk about the fish in the ocean, and I think you'll find that interesting as well, the discussion.
And we are going to get right to that, but I would not be fulfilling my duty if I didn't ask you to make that phone call and pledge of support to WBAI, Nuclear Space with Gunderson and Gagnon. And it's only a $50 pledge of support. And we've been playing a lot of very fascinating clips, very informative clips, maybe somewhat terrifying if you really think about the implications. But this is information that is important for us to understand. We need to have our eyes open as we move forward in our lives, because the choices that are being made are limiting the potential for a legacy, a human legacy on this planet. Those of you with children and grandchildren may want to think about what needs to be done to begin to preserve our beautiful Gaia, planet Gaia. 212-209-2950. It's only a pledge of $50. And we have the two interviews for you, as well as corroborating material, which includes the United States Space Command vision for 2020. And it talks about the whole space program that we never heard of. And we're going to be offering you some documents on legislation on how that space program came into the fore and was actually, its fruits were signed into law. So a lot of what's going on right now has to do with these older plans that are connected to the space program. The secret space program is really what I would consider this to be. 212-209-2950. And then we have the interview with Dr. Arne Gunderson. He's a nuclear analyst of Fairwinds Associates. And he and Paulette discussed the most recent developments on decommissioning of the Fukushima energy plants, health effects on the Japanese population surrounding the nuclear plants, and the cover-up of the dangers of the Japanese public by the Japanese electric company TEPCO. So do you think that this couldn't happen in New York City? We live very close to a nuclear power plant. It's important to see what has transpired so that we can ensure that it doesn't happen again. 212-209-2950. And it's only a pledge of $50 to support WBAI. Nuclear Space with Gunderson and Gagnon. Let's go to the second clip. Oh, you want to tell a little bit more?
We did the second clip. I think this is the third clip now.
Oh, you're correct. Let's go to the third clip with... Thank you.
it's not the music. And while we're getting to the clip, this, I think, clip is particularly interesting when we talk about the bioaccumulation of radioactive isotopes in the food chain. And what I think I get the most out of this conversation is from understanding how one system sort of builds upon another, and how as a planet we are absolutely interconnected. And when you look at the description that Mr. Gunderson just gave us of the effects of a single radioactive isotope in a person's body, and you then translate that into the world of sea life, where you have smaller creatures being eaten by larger ones all the way up the food chain, and those larger creatures being able to travel the width of the Pacific Ocean and somehow make their way onto the west coast of the United States, then you really get a greater picture of just how connected we are and how we have to be very mindful of not only where our food is coming from, but we have to be mindful of what's going on in the world in order for us to be aware of how policy sometimes can be quiet or silent on issues that are critical to your health.
So are we going to the clip on Indian Point or the one before that?
The one before that. Let us now address the radioactive pollution of the Pacific Ocean. We know that quite a bit of radioactive water has been dumped into the ocean from Japan, and in many cases the water is basically poured in through the top of a nuclear plant unit building, only to escape through its basement. And regarding the effect of that water on sea life, the concept of bioaccumulation comes into play. That is, the dose effect of elements such as mercury or cesium or strontium that build up in large fish as the top feeders in the food chain. Please elaborate on that.
Yeah, the plant has been leaking about 400 tons of water a day for 5 years. They claim that this wall has slowed it down, but it's bleeding into the Pacific, something on the order of 400 tons. To give you an idea what that's like, you know these trucks that drive along the a construction site, they spray water out to keep the dust down? The big tanker truck, it would be 25,000 of those big tanker trucks loaded with liquid radioactive water being dumped in the Pacific over the last 4.5 years. So it's a lot of water. Now, we're already seeing radioactive contamination in California and, off the coast of Oregon. Not to the point that we're seeing it near Fukushima, of course, but to see radiation that definitely has the footprint, the fingerprint from Fukushima already across the ocean. Pacific's a big ocean. So it's come across the ocean, gone down the Aleutian Islands by Vancouver through Washington, Oregon, and now we're picking it up off of California. So this issue of bioaccumulation is important though. The radiation in the water off of California is about 10 becquerels per cubic meter. So what that means is that if you have 3 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet of water, there would be 10 radioactive decays in that every second. If you could think of a little flash in that 10, in that 3 foot by 3 foot by 3 foot cube, you'd see 10 flashes of radiation every second. Now that in and of itself is bad, but what happens is that it bioaccumulates in fish and in anything benthic, you know, the seaweed on the bottom of the ocean and whatever eats the seaweed and then the snails and things like that. So, as it moves up the food chain, I expect we're going to see more in fish over time, not less. And unfortunately, the government's not telling us what the number is. You know, there's no site you can go to that says the radiation in the fish in the Pacific or different types of fish. You know, the top of the food chain fish, the salmon and the tuna and the you know, the sharks and things like that, versus the middle of the food chain and the lower animals on the food chain. No one is publishing that. Now, if the data exists, and I think it does, no one is telling us about it, which is a sad fact about this whole nuclear accident. Basically, the public is being asked to trust the federal regulators, when in fact, you know, their goal is to perpetuate nuclear power. You know, there was an email, an important email, 3 weeks after the Fukushima Daiichi accident happened. There was an email from a key person in the Japanese government. He's like second or third in command, and he ultimately became prime minister. And he said, "Our top priority is to protect Tokyo Electric." Not to protect the people.
Oh my God, I hear my mind, I got a slipping suicide, singing oh my God. I hear my mind, I got a slipping genocide, singing oh my God. I hear my mind, I got a slipping suicide, singing oh my God. Slam, bam, I come unseen, but like gasoline, you can tell I'm in the tank, like money in the bank. I smell appealing, but I'm toxic, gonna send you reeling without an inkling. Keep you thinking, cause you gave cash to the feds at your school district for dead. Oh, up in the head, but still they saying nothing's wrong. Selling firewater by outlawing the bomb. Still believing the system is working, while half of my people are still out of working. Anonymous notes left in the pockets and coats of judges and juries from Frisco to Jersey. Threats and protests, politicians, mob debts, trumped up charges of phony arrests. Staged a lethal injection the night before the election, cause he got donation from the prison guards union. Oh my God. I hear my mind, I got a slipping suicide, singing oh my God. I hear my mind, I got a slipping genocide, singing oh my God. I hear my mother got a slipping suicide, singing oh my God. Listening to my stethoscope on a rope, internal lullabies, human cries, thumps in silence, the language of violence, algorithmic, cataclysmic, seismic, biorhythmic. You can make a life longer, but you can't save it. You can make a clone and then you try to enslave it, stealing DNA samples from the unborn. Then you coming after us because we sampled a James Brown horn. Scientist who's got his progress, a four-headed sheep is their latest project. The CIA running like that Jones from Indiana, but they still won't talk about that Jones in Guyana. This ain't no cartoon, no one slips on bananas. Do you really think that that car killed Diana? Hell, I shot Ronald Reagan, I shot JFK, I slept with Marilyn, she sung me happy birthday. My, oh my God, in my mind I got a sleeping suicide, singing oh my God. In my mind, I got a slipping genocide, singing oh my God. In my mind, I got a slipping suicide, singing oh my God. We keep moving on,
politicians got lipstick on the collar. The whole media started to holler, but I don't know how for me they screwing in private. I want to know who they screwing in public. Robbing, cheating, stealing, white collar criminal, McDonald eating. You deserve a beating. Send your home a weeping with the fat bill for your Caribbean weekend. For just about anything, they can bust us. False advertising saying halls of justice. You telling the youth don't be so violent. The new drop bombs on every single continent. Mandatory minimum sentence. Cause he got caught with a pocket full of medicine. Do that again, another 10 up in the pen. I feel so mad at one Obama institution. Singing, oh my God. In my mind, I got a stealing suicide. Singing, oh my God. My sweet God, singing. My God. In my mind, I got a stealing suicide. Singing, oh my God.
And you're listening to WBAI Radio in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. You're listening to an extended version of Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight. And we have a special premium offer to you. We're offering you a special program produced by co-host Paulette Spencer of Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight. And it is titled Nuclear Space with Gunderson and Gagnon. And it is only a $50 pledge of support when you call 212-209-2950. We've been listening to the interview, most recently this interview with Dr. Arnie Gunderson, and he's a nuclear analyst of Fairwinds Associates, telling us about the dangers of what took place in Japan and how those dangers still threaten all of us across the globe. A little bit earlier, we heard the Gagnon interview, which it really talks about nuclear weaponry in space. In light of the U.S. recent military maneuvers in the South China Sea and tensions with Russia, Paulette Spencer interviews Mr. Bruce Gagnon of spaceforpeace.org. They discuss militarism in space, including the development of Ronald Reagan's Star Wars program, the U.S. Command Vision 2020 plan, current militarism in space, the under Obama administration, the current space program under the Obama administration, which is targeting China and Russia, and the outer space and space preservation treaties and its effects on the environment. I'm so fascinated by this revelation, because to me, in a way, this is kind of disclosure of a huge behind-the-scenes issue that's been taking place with space exploration. There's no way to know where it is at this point. If they're showing us that they're capable of mining a asteroid, I promise you their technology is far beyond that at this point. So this is really a look into what's happening behind the scenes and the dangers that have been posed to humanity as a result of nuclear proliferation. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. Nuclear Space with Gunderson and Gagnon. Paulette?
Yes, indeed. And our last clip with Dr. Arnie Gunderson covers a place closer to home, and that's the Indian Point nuclear plant, where I ask him his opinion on the safety of the nuclear plant. And it's interesting what we get as a response.
And here we go.
On the last note, I wanted just to get your take on the Indian Point nuclear power plant. I recall your mentioning in an interview that it is set up to withstand a 7 Richter earthquake. And I wanted to get a sense of what threats or weaknesses you think exist there that could potentially cause concern for populations living near it.
Yeah, Indian Point is one of the two most dangerous reactor stations in the country. There's 2 reactors at Indian Point, and the other 2 are out at Diablo Canyon in California. And oddly enough, the risk is the same issue. It's a seismic risk. And, you know, when you're an East Coast person, you don't think of earthquakes as being a big deal. But after they built Indian Point, they discovered an earthquake fault a mile away that would be 10 times more powerful than the earthquake that the plant was designed to withstand. The plant was designed to withstand a Richter 6, and this would, if this fault were to snap, it would be a Richter 7 a mile away. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one, there's a threat. Indian Point has the highest core damage frequency of any nuclear reactor in the country, which is a complicated number, but it basically means that when things go bad, Indian Point has the biggest risk of damaging itself. Mm-hmm. So on top of that, though, is emergency planning. You know, the Hudson River is on one side, and just a couple roads run north-south out of the danger zone. And it'd be very, very difficult to imagine thousands of people getting on those roads and leaving in any kind of an organized fashion. And then the other part of it is that Indian Point's 26 miles from Manhattan. And, you know, you've got within 50 miles of Indian Point are something like 25 million people. So if Indian Point were to fail, how are you gonna evacuate Manhattan, or how are you gonna evacuate the Bronx, or whatever? It was built in a time when people didn't think about that. And it's reached its 40-year life. You know, a deal's a deal. We had a 40-year deal with this plant. Now it's asking to run another 20 years. And Governor Cuomo's saying, no deal. You know, we had a 40-year deal. We didn't have a 60-year deal. I'm not going to allow you to run. And good for Governor Cuomo. I think that's the right decision to make. Now, the NRC, of course, the handmaiden to the nuclear industry, is saying it's safe to run. And don't worry about the emergency plans. Our studies show it'll work. And New York's too far to worry about it. Our studies show that radiation only goes a couple miles. So the conflict really is between the governor's office and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. And right now, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has allowed Indian Point to continue to run. So that's it for safety at Indian Point. But the other issue is the environmental effect. And Indian Point sucks in over a billion gallons of Hudson River water every day. And it's just a breathtaking amount to cool the turbine generator. And that water contains fish eggs. And they the fish experts claim that 10% of the fish eggs in the Hudson River are killed every day by Indian Point. So, you know, you've got an environmental issue, and you've got the safety issue. Up here in Vermont, we had Vermont Yankee, and it shut down. And immediately after the shutdown, this year, it shut down in December of last year, and this year we had a record shad run, one we've never seen in 30 years. The shad were held back by the hot water coming out of the power plant. So you've got these you know, enormous thermal issues associated with these nuclear plants that that locally are terribly polluting. And just one more reason to shut Indian Point down.
Listening to the voice of Arne Gundersen, And you've been listening to Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight with Catherine Davis and Paulette Spencer. And this program has been produced by Paulette Spencer. And we are asking you to honor us with your phone call and pledge of support in the amount of $50 for Nuclear Space with Gunderson and Gagnon. And on that CD, you'll have both interviews, Dr. Arne Gunderson, that we just heard, and the earlier interview was Mr. Bruce Gagnon of spaceforpeace.org. It's a very powerful premium. It's a very important premium. This is information that is not readily available on the mainstream. And really, throughout much of BAI, it's not yet become available. So you're really one the very first to hear this, I must say. 212-209-2950. Make that pledge of support. It's a $50 pledge for WBAI. It helps to support and let the powers that be inside the walls of BAI, that Heart of Mine is not a slouch program. We bring you up to the minute important information. We're not just of the spirit. We are of the spirit and the body and of the beautiful Gaia, the earth in which we depend and live upon. 212-209-2950. And Paulette, we had some fantastic music. What did we hear more or less throughout this evening? Morning.
Well, this...
Something like that.
This morning, we heard Bob Marley's War. We listened to Burning Spear singing John O'Dead. We also heard Spearhead, Michael Franti, singing Oh My God. We heard Angelique Kidjo singing Redemption Song. And our music of, we also heard a Japanese hip-hop group called Nomak. And I think the title of the song was Rokasho. Mm-hmm. And when we listened to the interview with Mr. Bruce Gagnon, we were being treated to the clips from the Dave Brubeck Quartet performing Upstage Roomba. Mm-hmm. And when we listened to Mr. Gunderson, we heard Roland Kirk live in Paris performing a piece called Inflated Tear.
Excellent. And we are out of time. We have to make room for the next opportunity for you to pledge for a program. But honor this program that you've heard. We're here. It's live 2 a.m. in the morning. And you can make that phone call and make it all worthwhile. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Nuclear Space with Gunderson and Gagnon. A pledge of support of $50. And we're going to finish up with a piece of music.
Called A Prayer for Everyone, A Prayer for Everybody by Gil Scott-Heron and Brian Jackson.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned for more programming over WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. And that call center number is 212-209-2950. You could also find the premium on the website, Nuclear Space. Oh, give2wbai.org is the website, and it's Nuclear Space with Gunderson and Gagnon. Stay tuned and come back and join us as we move forward in this drive and in life, I guess.
In life.
This is a prayer for everybody in the world. 'Cause I am you and you are me, and we need each other. This is a prayer for everybody in the world.
two of a kind, so sister, I'm keeping my eyes on you. I bet you think I don't know nothing but singing the blues. Oh, sister, have I got news for you? I'm something. I hope you think that you're something too.
And our guest today is Dr. Gwen Scott, a naturopathic doctor and former CNN news anchor. Dr. Scott is a master herbalist who has studied with the prominent alternative medicine practitioner, Dr. Deepak Chopra, and she has also studied with traditional healers in the Latino, Hispanic, and Native American communities. Today we have a must-have 3-DVD set in which Dr. Scott offers simple and easy natural remedies for some very common ailments. So if you'd like to learn how to stop a cold or flu in its tracks, cure an earache, eliminate scars, or make your own rescue remedies, this is something that you're going to want to have. Welcome, Dr. Scott.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so good to be talking to you. When you see articles or specials about irradiation, one of the things that the mainstream media says is that irradiation is harmless, and that in scientific studies, if you compare non-irradiated food to irradiated food, that it's the same, it has the same value, the same molecular structure. Many people don't buy it and are, you know, we're not consuming food that was labeled irradiated when these things were first coming out. And so obviously they've gone back to the drawing board on forcing their consumers. But really, what happens to food? What is irradiation, and what happens to food when it's irradiated?
Well, you know, you don't have to be a nuclear rocket scientist, mm-hmm. whatever, surgeon, to figure out that radiation,
mm-hmm.
We use it to kill things, period. And when these nutrients in our foods, the enzymes, the vitamins and minerals, are very delicate. And in microwaving is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we embrace that technology because it got things on the table more quickly, but now we're looking at physicists and all kinds of scientists saying, you know, it rearranges the molecular structure that your body, and it's perhaps one of the reasons Americans are struggling with weight like they are. And one physicist called it food wad. He said, you know, it may look like broccoli or whatever, but when it goes into your system, your body doesn't know what it is because it's been so molecularly changed and altered.
Mm.
So it sort of stores it, as he called it, food wad or fat.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen this where, Natalie, I've asked people, just tape your microwave closed for a month,
mm-hmm.
and see how your weight does. And they all report, in varying degrees, weight loss.
And this is because of the way the molecular structure of the food has changed from either radiation by irradiating food or the radiation from a microwave?
Exactly. They're different. They're different.
Mm-hmm.
But they all essentially do the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Which
zap,
is
and we use the word zap, mm-hmm. nuke. Somewhere deep inside of us, we know this is not the way we want to do our foods. And to me, the most important aspect of this is choice. We should have a choice. If we want organic foods unmolested, we should be able to get them. We should not have it mandated to us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you can grow your own, that's the way to go. If you know a local organic farmer, but most people don't. They go to the health food store and depend on those folks, you know, to bring their fruits and vegetables in a fairly clean, non-chemical, non-altered whole food state.
Mm-hmm.
And this will change that dramatically.
The Natural Medicine Survivor's Guide 3-DVD set, and it really shows us the value in something like this, because for so many of us who, there's several aspects. One, when you think about laws like the Food Safety Modernization Act and facing limited choices, less choices, it becomes more essential to know how to take care of yourself naturally, it becomes more clear why something like a survivor's guide to natural medicine is important for people. And so, you know, I'm sure that you started putting this together before things like food safety modernization were on the horizon, just out of wanting to share what you know and what you understand and what you see people need as a practitioner. But times have changed, and this is now actually becoming critical and coveted and maybe even one day contraband information that you've put together here in the Natural Medicine Survivor's Guide.
Yeah, you know, I had what they say, rumors of war. I saw this happening, and I was hearing rumors from other countries, and I could see what was happening in this country, the systematic removal of all of our freedoms that we so cherish. And, of course, in my end of the world, that means natural medicines and herbs and good food. And so I had spent 30 years really working, as you said in the introduction, with all of these. And I don't want to forget the African-American community either, because I spent a good time in the Mississippi Delta working with some very old healers there. And what I've tried to do is go back to the basics, find things that are available to everyone that cost pennies. I hate elitist medicine. It's sacred. It wasn't ever meant to be a cash cow. And that did the job and did no harm. And I would say at this point, Natalie, anytime we do anything new in our healthcare regimen, we should be working with a practitioner. I mean, that's just the way we should be doing it, especially if we're taking any over-the-counter pharmaceutical drugs, because even the most benign herb will contraindicate with some of these drugs. So the pharmacist is your point person.
Mm-hmm.
They know which ones contraindicate with what herbs and supplements. An example, if you're on heart meds, most of them you should not even get near grapefruit, which is a pretty nutritious, benign thing. But when combined with this drug, causes problems. So always, no matter what, work with a healthcare, a professional healthcare practitioner. I have to say that because it's really true. I put this together from my heart and soul because I did feel these days were coming, I'm sad to say, and that people would be a bit lost if most people in this country got into natural or alternative, it's called, medicine. Once everything was up and running, prepackaged, pre-prepared, go to the health store, it's all there for you, there are books, you know. But what happens if that all goes away? Where are the roots? Well, that's what I've spent 30 years doing, is finding the roots to all of these prepackaged, pre-prepared, nicely presented. But if they go away, what would you do? You wouldn't know. So that's what this DVD, it's over 4 hours. You know, I was laughing once, I thought, War and Peace. I didn't realize when I started it would be so much information. I didn't realize.
It's phenomenal. It really is. I mean, I'm really impressed. I've gone through the DVDs, and you packed so much information in here. And as I was watching, I was thinking, you know, I'm a trained herbalist, and I've also managed a holistic healthcare center. And so when I first saw the set, I thought, okay, you know, you see so many materials, new books, new box sets, and half the time they really don't have that much to offer, or you cringe when you hear the things that they're sharing with people. And so I did not have high expectations when I popped in the DVDs, and what I kept saying as I watched you and listened to you, I was like, that's right on point. This is exactly the kind of stuff that I love sharing, especially when I was a practicing herbalist, seeing clients. You know, I also called it kitchen medicine, and I also called it grocery store medicine. But the stuff that I love to share with people is the stuff that you can either roll right out into your yard and pick, or for those of us who don't have a lot of access to land, we can roll right into the grocery store, go to the produce aisle where the herbs and the roots are, and pick so much medicine. And I remember when I would share that with people, because one of the things that puts people off sometimes about natural medicine is that it's become a commodity, a very pricey commodity. And so a lot of times people just don't even get started because they think, oh, I don't have any more money to spend on, you know, going and buying these supplements and these herbs, and, you know, I'll just stick with what I've got going. And the great thing about kitchen medicine and grocery store medicine and garden medicine is that, like you said, it's pennies on the dollar. It's very accessible. It's very simple. And it's incredibly empowering. You know, when you are, you know, in a bind, you feel a virus coming on, and instead of, you know, having to go down to the drugstore and part with, you know, $10-$15 for something over the counter or even more, if it's a prescription, when you can go into the grocery store and for a few dollars, you know, buy an herb or a root and take it home and make a tincture or a tea or an oil extraction, and you're better, you know, you feel yourself getting better right when you start to take it. That feeling of not only, you know, am I getting better on my own, but it's, I'm getting better naturally, I'm getting better with something from the earth. That whole combination is so empowering, and you don't have that drug hangover that you can sometimes have when you take these medications that make you drowsy or have side effects like, you know, your stomach hurts. So, you know, you have a new problem is often what happens is you trade one for another.
All drugs, whether they're pharmaceutical, over-the-counter prescription, have a toxic nature to them. And it's in varying degrees, some extremely toxic.
Well, and I also remember recently there was a whole scare with the children's versions of those kinds of medicines. Yeah. And I guess several children and infants had died from taking the children's version. And then all of a sudden there was this giant recall. And, you know, one week it was like, don't give them to your kids. The next week it was give these particular brands. And you think to yourself, okay, if you just told me that children are dying, why am I even going to go back from recall mode into, you know, this particular lot is safe? So I think that at this point, consumers feel like they want an alternative. They need sound information. They need something affordable. And that's what Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide, is giving us. So I just want to remind everybody that we are in Fund Drive and that Dr. Gwen Scott is the creator of Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide. It's a 3-DVD set that we're offering today for your pledge of $150. 4 hours of just pure education, but not just education, practical education. It's how to. She's not standing on a pedestal saying, you should do this, you should do that. She's got her sleeves rolled up. She's right in front. She's got everything in front of her, all of the materials you need. She holds everything up for you. You can see it clearly in the DVD. And she shows you, she walks you through the steps of how you can use this, the scenarios in which these items will help you. You know, there's emergency medicine, there's kind of cold and flu medicine, there's preventive medicine. And she actually walks you through. She shares anecdotes, she tells you how to make these things. So since we've been on the topic of medication, one of the clips I want to share with everyone from the DVD, which is the designer supplements. I want to start there because I think for so many of us, the cost of supplements is a real issue. And one of the things you break down so well in this 3-DVD set is this is affordable. This, we can find natural versions of what you've been buying over the counter, and it can be affordable and simple, and you can do this yourself. So I want to start with just introducing the audience to you sharing with us some information about NSAIDs, which are the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories that so many people have been prescribed. And having, you know, managed a healthcare practice, I've heard so many people say that they're trying to get off of these. So we're going to just give the listeners some information and a taste of the DVD.
You know, it seems like it's almost an epidemic now, people complaining about joint inflammation in their body. And so they're taking a lot of drugs, both pharmaceutical and over-the-counter. Things like Aleve, ibuprofen, they're called NSAID drugs. They seem to work for a short period of time. But then you have people who are having liver, kidney distress, because these drugs are very, very hard on liver, kidney, bladder, whatever, all of our body, actually. Well, I was fascinated to see a natural combination of two spices
put in trial against the NSAID drugs and in all cases beat them for reducing inflammation. Now, a very smart company has put it together in a capsule form in the health store. But I was very distressed to see that these are very expensive, and they don't have to be. All we're talking about here is the spice we talked about before for bleeding, turmeric, or some people call it turmeric, and ginger powder. These two herbs combined beat all of the NSAID drugs in trial when they were put up against them for inflammation. And thankfully, there are no known side effects. The only thing is, if you are taking any kind of pharmaceutical drug, you have to talk to your doctor or your natural health care practitioner and your pharmacist about adding these things in, because especially somebody on blood thinners does not want to be taking ginger root. It could be very dangerous. So here we go. You go to the Eastern Indian food store and you buy a nice big bag of ginger powder. Now, this I bought a few years ago. It's $3 for this whole bag. Might be $5 now. Same thing with the turmeric. It might be $5 or $6 for all of this. And what we're going to do later in this presentation, we're going to learn how to make our own capsules. Very, very simple. And these two spices that anybody can have in their house are so good as an anti-inflammatory. Ginger also thins your blood. Turmeric is now being looked at as an anti-cancer in research as an anti-cancer agent. And I can go on and on. Not only do they not have bad side effects, they have good side effects. So stay with me here, because a little bit later we're going to learn how to make our own capsules, and you can make the best anti-inflammatory in the kingdom in your own home. You know, Americans are spending millions and millions and millions of dollars a year trying to get their joints in shape, primarily the cartilage. But what they don't realize is that many of those supplements that they're buying, your cartilage has no blood vessel, no blood flow in it. That's really not usually the problem, the cartilage. Where the problem comes in is the synovial fluids surrounding your joints begins to dry out, dry up, and it's what feeds your cartilage. And so, yes, the cartilage ends up being the problem, but it's the lack of good synovial fluid. Well, you know what? Your grandmother knew something, and I bet you if you think back, or your great-grandmother, there was a good old soup bone around most of the time, and this is a beef bone. I got it at the health store. Interestingly enough, they're selling them for your pets so that the animals will have a good free-range organic bone to chew on. So I went to the butcher, and he said, well, we really don't have bones, but you can go to the pet section in the freezer over there and get two big soup bones. And what you will do is take this bone and use distilled water only, please, nice good clean water, bring it to a boil and simmer this bone for about 45 minutes to an hour so that all the good glucosamine, chondroitin, and all the fancy words we've put to it comes into the soup. Now, you can add vegetables. You can make this a wonderful vegetable soup using the bone as stock. This bone and the nutrients from this bone, which I guess if I figured it out, maybe $2, $3, will make a big gallon of wonderful soup broth. And as I said, you can add your vegetables, rice, potatoes, whatever else you want to. And look how inexpensive and extremely effective in feeding the synovial fluids around your joints and keeping that cartilage nice and spongy and moist. So, go to the health store, ask them where they keep the dog bones, and it'll be your secret.
You know, Dr. Scott, that is just incredible, because, like I said, so many people come into the doctor's office saying, I'm on NSAIDs, I want to get off. They're either not feeling well from them, or they're actually beginning to have the liver and kidney problems that are known to be side effects. And these are expensive medications, and they can be very uncomfortable. And here you have introduced us to something that we can get for pennies that can be used for that kind of high-level anti-inflammatory.
I mean, it's all there, you know, Natalie. And if you look at, say, the Eastern Indian culture, the African cultures, these spices, as we call them, but they're really medicines, have been incorporated into their diet for thousands of years.
You know, folks, today it's Fun Drive, and you heard an excerpt from our Fun Drive Premium, Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide with Dr. Gwen Scott. This is a 4-hour, 3-DVD set. It's $150. That's right. Give us a call, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. A 4-hour, 3-DVD set that shows you how to create your own natural healing pharmacy in your home, in your kitchen, using items that you can get from the grocery store. So give us a call, 212-209-2950, so you can get this DVD set. There really isn't anything quite like this on the market, and I know that because I'm an herbalist, and this is the kind of information that I shared with my clients repeatedly, that they said was a lifesaver, that they said helped them either not have to go on these medications or transition off of them. And so often I would give lectures and people would say, you know, do you have all this written down in a book? Where can I get this? And at that time, there was nothing like this. And this is that simple stuff. A lot of times the stuff that you find on these DVDs and these books, it's so complicated or it's expensive or you have to buy the products that the person is selling. No, this is simple. 3 DVDs, 4 hours. You're going to learn everything you need to learn, and then you're going to go to your backyard or to your grocery store and get the things to set up your green pharmacy. So that's 3 DVDs for your pledge of $150 today. That's Natural Medicine, Your Survivor's Guide. And, you know, given where we are with our health care, in the ways that even those of us who have insurance and go to the doctor, we're not getting our needs met. You know, we're not necessarily getting help with finding these natural ways to treat ourselves, to, you know, move forward and move out of illness and into healing. A lot of times we leave the doctor's office with just prescriptions in our hands, and we think that's, you know, he or she didn't answer my questions, all I have is more prescriptions, or they swap you from one medicine to the other, and you're not moving forward. So for people who are ready to take their health into their own hands, this is it. Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide, 3 DVDs, 4 hours for a $150 pledge today. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. It's so important that you go to your phones. You know, and the great thing about this is a win-win. This is the kind of pledge where you're getting something that is so essential and so helpful, but you're also helping to support this station. It doesn't get any better than this kind of a premium. This is something that every family should have in their library. I mean, this is the stuff that I do for my family at home that friends and other people are always saying, can you write this down for me? I want to make one of those. I want to learn how to make a poultice. I want to learn how to make a tincture. And I have to send them to 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different books. And, you know, here it is all in this one DVD set. This is something that every family, that's 212-209-2950 for those of you who are calling, trying to get this set today, the 3 DVDs, 150 pledge. This is something that every family should have, particularly when we're looking at the kind of times that we're looking at now where medication costs are rising, premium costs are rising, less and less people are finding themselves covered, more and more people are looking for alternatives. This is it, Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide. So we want you to go to your phones, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And give us a call and get your 3-DVD set. That's a $150 pledge. And this is phenomenal. I have to say, it really is a bargain. I listen to, during Fun Drive, I listen to all of the premiums, and I'm really attuned to the value of things. And I have to say, this is incredible. I've never seen a 4-hour how-to guide on setting up your own natural healing pharmacy in your home. This is it. It's right here. It's the real deal. It's simple. And what's so incredible about this is that it's affordable and it's truly do-it-yourself. And I think those are the kind of qualms I have with some of the other materials I've seen out there, is that not only are they expensive, they're guiding you to their own products, they're trying to get you sort of like hooked to a system, which I don't know if that's any better than what's going on with medicine. Dr. Scott is the real deal. This is ethical. This is phenomenal. This is information that we all need. 212-209-2950. I want you to call us. It's a 3-DVD set. That's 3 DVDs. 4 hours of straight instructional information. And she demonstrates everything. There is nothing like this out there. And believe me, I have a library full of every book there is out there on natural healing, detoxification, herbalism. And Dr. Scott, you did it. You did it.
You
put your foot in it, as they say.
You know, I thank you because it does represent a life of soul work.
212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. You know, and I felt that when I was watching you, because I sat down to watch and I was kind of rolling my eyes as I put it in one more, you know, DVD, you know, who is this woman? Who is Dr. Scott? And from the moment you started talking, I said, this is it. These are the remedies that I'm always telling people. If you don't have a lot of money, but you want to get well quickly, do this, do that, do this. And then they say to me, can you write it down? And I say, no, I'm busy. You know, right. Come back another time. And here it is. I mean, I felt like you read, you know, you read my letters.
Well, you know, Natalie, what lights me up. Yesterday, I got a call from a young girl in California who had gotten the DVDs, and she was a surfer. And she was a young woman in her 20s, but she was out there, and she got tossed and turned, and she said she could smell the sewer in the water.
212-209-2950.
She was taking it in and developed horrible dysentery.
Oh, my. Oof.
Days and days, she said. She went to the doctor. She got the drugs. She did everything she knew. And then she remembered from the DVD the whole thing about clove. And she said, you know, I was desperate. So I went to the health store. I got some clove powder and I got some capsules. And she said, my God, it worked in hours. She said, thank you so much.
Isn't it phenomenal?
And, you know, my heart lifted up because now this woman, she has her life back. She's well and she's moving on. And she spent probably, maybe 2.5 cents.
Right, that's what's so incredible about this medicine.
Where my heart lives.
It comes from the earth.
Everybody.
It comes from the earth. If you want to grow it yourself and have it cost nothing, you know, and you can do that on your countertop with so many of these herbs. I love how you show us how to keep your parsley alive on your countertop. Yeah. You know, and it's great seeing you have this bouquet of parsley because I buy parsley every week. You know, I do my kitchen herbalism every week at that grocery store. I get my parsley, my cilantro, my ginger, my cloves, all of these things. And I use them. My food is my medicine. It's my family's medicine. You know, I'm doing all these things, but I want everyone to be doing them. And that's what you've done for us, Dr. Scott. You've taken all this information and this was information that our grandparents would pass down to us, or they would show us when we were little, and that's not happening anymore. You know what? We need those phones to ring. I know so many of you want to hear more of the stories. And more of the healings. We're going to get back to that, but I need you to pick up the phones and call 212-209-2950 so you can get this. It's natural medicine, a survivor's guide. It's a 3-DVD set, 4 hours of pure information and how-to instruction. So this isn't going to be one of those things where you watch the 3 DVDs and you pat yourself on the back and you say, yeah, let's get natural. No, you're going to sit there. You're going to have, but that's what happens with so much of this information out there. You're going to need a pen. You're going to need a paper because you're going to have to write down a list of all of the things that you're going to get from your yard, from your kitchen, or from your grocery store to actually go start making your remedies and put your pharmacy together. So you're going to have your own green pharmacy when you follow the do-it-yourself from this DVD set. Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide. 3-DVD set, 4 hours, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. And I'm so excited to hear these phones ringing because this is the stuff that we're all supposed to have on our shelves, especially
you know,
where we are today.
I tried, Natalie, to break it down for people into segments that they could chew off because 4 hours is a lot.
I know, but it goes by. I've watched it almost twice. I mean, and which sounds insane.
Oh, I love
but it,
you.
It goes by like that. Uh-huh. And you know why I watched it? Because I know the material already, and two things were happening. One, I was just amazed by what you had done. I said, people really, this is the first time I've looked at this kind of material as an herbalist, as someone who's worked in healthcare, and said, oh my God, people really need to get this. Because, like I said, I would have to refer you to about 10 different books for you to get the information that Dr. Scott has in this 3-DVD set. And who wants to buy 10 books? Who has the money and who wants to read 10 books? And then what are you going to do after you read it? You're going to pass out from information overload. Dr. Scott cuts right to the chase. Hey, you want to stay off, you want to avoid NSAIDs? Here's what you do. You got 50 cents? Here's what you buy. You want to make it right now? Here's how you make it. And boom, she moves on to the next thing. Oh, okay. You don't want to, you know, take joint medication or get, you know, this kind of surgery or these shots? Okay, or is that where you're headed? No, let's stop. Here's what you do. Go to the grocery store. Here's what you buy. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. I need you to get this 3-DVD set. This, it doesn't get any better than this. This is a twofer. One, you're getting some information that is so critical. And you know, one of the things that I was thinking in the back of my head as I was watching this, I said, you know, if there is ever a kind of a breakdown in the social order, where, you know, the grocery stores aren't restocking and the pharmacies aren't restocking and we can't get out there, if you have watched this 3-DVD set and you have set up your green pharmacy, one of the things you're going to be so excited about is you're going to say, you know what, I think I have most of the things on hand to help myself and my family during this time while we don't have access to pharmacists, to doctors, to health, to the store. I have a remedy right here for a burn. I have a remedy right here for an infection. I have a remedy right here for dysentery. I don't need anything. And so one of the things in the back of my mind is not only do we need this for our families on a day-to-day basis, but just in case we have an emergency, a large-scale emergency, if you sit down and you actually do these exercises and make these remedies, you have a pharmacy at your hands. 212-209-2950. Thank you for those calls. And we need the phones to keep ringing because this is information. And for those of you who are getting this and those of you that are about to call because you're thinking about getting this, one of the things that's so critical about this is that you're going to share this information. So when you buy this 3-DVD set, what you're doing is you're bringing a library into your family. So, you know, your mom, your dad, your brothers, your sisters, your in-laws, you're going to make these remedies for yourself and your family. They're going to see you using it and they're going to ask you, oh, how'd you do that? I didn't know you could cure a burn that way. You know, I didn't know you could get rid of dysentery that way. How did you do that? So even people who aren't necessarily saying that they're interested in natural medicine, once they see you make these remedies, use them, and they see that they work, they're going to ask you, how'd you do that? Will you do it for me? And you're going to say, you know what? I'll do even better for you.
And you know what, Natalie? What's cool about it is a lot of times you're not having to make anything. I mean, for the burns, all you have to do is bring a can of green beans home.
I know, period. That blows my mind. 212-209-2950. This is a must-have. Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide, 3-DVD set, 4 hours of do-it-yourself, how-to, simple, effective remedies for everything that ails. It's really incredible.
Should we go through the different segments just real quickly so people have an idea?
Oh, absolutely. Give us that overview. Break it down.
Part one is emergency remedies, those things that can happen so quickly. And it certainly doesn't replace emergency room care. But if you burn yourself, you cut yourself, you have food poisoning, It might be some time before you can get to that kind of critical care.
Absolutely.
And these are things that will mitigate, and in some cases you may not even need to go to the emergency room. Part two is called designer supplements. All the expensive, as you were talking about earlier, Natalie, all these expensive supplements where we break it out. Where does the supplement come? Where does CoQ10 come from? Where is that? And then the third part is kitchen remedies, things that we may have and call food. One of the most interesting ones to me was horseradish because
we love horseradish.
I do too. We've learned that ulcers are not, in fact, generally speaking, due to stress, but due to a particular bacterium. And science has now found out that horseradish on contact kills that bacteria, and it's interesting because I have a neighbor who brought me her diagnostic report the other day that she had, in fact, that bacteria, and she said it's happened to me before.
This is the H. pylori?
On the horseradish.
Okay.
Yes. And I started her on the horseradish, and she just said to me this morning, I think I'm all well here.
Right. And that's the other thing is these remedies work really quickly. And I think that's one of the most phenomenal things about natural medicine is that, you know, there are these rules and laws of healing and, you know, time and how long have you had it. But one of the things that I think is so great about these remedies is a lot of times they start working hours after you take them.
Because our bodies are in harmony.
Right. They recognize
nature. They are not in harmony with man-made Frankensteinian things, you know? I don't care what it is.
And the other thing,
medicine or not,
about
we
some...
are in harmony with our planet. We are in harmony.
Oh, I have to give out the number again. 212-209-2950. Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide with Dr. Gwen Scott. 212-209-2950. It's a 3-DVD set. 4 hours of straight instructional do-it-yourself, make-your-own green pharmacy. Easy, easy. You can get these ingredients in your kitchen. You can get them at the grocery store. You can get them in your garden. 212-209-2950, 3-DVD set, $150 pledge to the station today. And like I said, this is a win-win. You are getting 4 hours of information. I mean, there must be about 60 or 70 remedies here. I couldn't even count. That was one of the things I thought, let me get in here, let me write down what's, you know, how many remedies there are. I lost count. That's how many remedies there are. And let me tell you, I'm a trained herbalist. I have volumes and volumes of notes and casework from herb school. I was just talking to another friend who's an herbalist, and she said, you know, I've been meaning to write up my notes for years, and I keep saying I'm going to do it so I can help my patients even more. With something like Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide, this writes up like a quarter of your notes right here. And not only does it write it up, it's in instructional format, which that's the thing. You can buy all these books out there, but you're not going to finish reading that book and have a green pharmacy set up on your counter at the end of it. You watch these DVDs, you assemble these ingredients, and the next thing is you have an actual green pharmacy. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. I need you to pick up the phone and call now. I know some of you are saying, I think I'll call later. Well, you might not come back to it. So stop what you're doing. If you're driving, I know you're going to have a chance to pull over so that you stay safe on those cell phones. 212-209-2950. Put that number in right now. Give us a call. It's a 3-DVD set, 4 hours. Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide.
Let's keep telling them what else, because there's more here. And I want the people to know that these things are available to them. And so many of these things, there's old, old ancient knowledge, but it's been lost. And I learned, as you know, Natalie, we've been talking, I live on a Native American pueblo here. And one of the things, when it's really hot, and the Native American people have to be out in the fields gathering the corn, whatever, or in the old days, running miles and miles to carry a message, they would take a cup of sage tea, and it prevented moisture loss in the body by about 50%.
Absolutely. Sage is the ultimate internal and external deodorizer.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And the next part, part five, are using teas. Teas as medicines, because that's the old infusion method.
Now, and what was the title?
Let me just run through
okay,
this so
but what
they
was
know.
Part four's title?
Part four is that is spices as medicinal.
Okay.
And then part five is teas as medicinal.
Absolutely.
Part six is how to. How do you make your own capsules? How do you make extracts? How do you make a really great tonic? How do you make something to rub on your joints that really works for arthritis? How do you get rid of a sinus infection? What do you do if you have a diabetic sore? I mean, how to? And finally, the last segment, segment seven, is many of the chemicals, and you know this, Natalie, we were talking about this, that people bring into their homes, some of them, as cleaning agents, are on the Geneva Convention list of you can't use them in warfare, they're so toxic.
Mm.
But lots of us like to have our house nice and shiny and clean.
Sparkly.
It's taken me years and years and years, because I'm real particular about this, in that I don't want to have to use a lot of labor to make something natural work. I want something that works, it's easy, it's all natural, it's non-toxic to clean my house. So part seven is healthy cleaners.
Excellent.
And some of them are pretty cool and took me years to find. But
and
that's it. That's
I have
part.
To jump in only because the engineer has let me know that we're at the top of the hour, that we have a goal for the hour that we need to meet, and we need some more phone calls. We need to actually get more of these DVDs out to our listeners. So 212-209-2950. And I know so many of you are listening. You just tuned in. You're kind of like, what is this? I think I need it. And you're right. It's Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide. It's a 3-DVD set, 4 hours of how to do it yourself, simple, cheap, some of it's even free, affordable remedies. It's a green pharmacy. So it starts with emergency remedies. It moves on to simple substitutes for those high-priced designer supplements. Then from there, it moves on to those kitchen remedies, you know, those things that you'll find in your fridge, the things that you can get in a garden or in the grocery store to heal what ails. From there, it moves on to spices as medicines. Who knew? From there, you go to tea as medicines. Tea as medicine. So you can drink your medicine throughout the day, which is something I do every day. I make myself two infusions, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. The next part, how to make your own capsules, extracts, tonics, and topicals. Capsules, extracts, tonics, and topicals. Do you know how much it costs when you walk into the health food store or the grocery store just to buy a few bottles of, you know, this urban capsule, that urban capsule? Guess what? If you're willing to cap your own, you can make one of those $30 of X for just maybe a dollar or two if you buy these things in bulk. Part seven, eco-friendly home cleaning that works. I know many of us are very conscientious. Oh, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Get those calls coming in. The 3-DVD set is $150. But that part seven, that eco-friendly home cleaning, many of us, you know, are striving to increase the natural, you know, the natural living in our food, having natural foods, natural medicines. But, you know, we haven't figured out how to get our homes clean, looking clean, smelling clean, using these natural products. Sometimes we try them and they fail us and we give up. Not anymore. Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide, has us covered from rooter to tutor. It starts with that right? It starts with those emergency remedies in part one, and it takes us to part seven with those eco-friendly home cleaning agents that some of them you make yourself, some of them are commercially available. But so that means that your home can really, you can move towards a toxic-free home. You can move towards a toxic-free diet. You can move towards remedies that don't involve expensive pharmaceutical drugs. And that this is revolutionary in so many ways when so many of us think to ourselves, you know what, I want to do something different, but I can't afford to. I want to do something different, but I don't know how to. Now you can. Now you can. Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide. It's a 3-DVD set. It's 4 hours, 7 parts. How to. You're going to have a green pharmacy in your home for pennies on the dollar. Some of it's going to be free because you already have the stuff at home. So you need to call us, 212-209-2950. I'm told we need to get those phones ringing. Keep them ringing. We have a goal. We're minutes away from the top of the hour. $3,000 is our goal per hour at WBAI during Fund Drive. We're well on our way. So many thanks to all of you who have called. Some of you are sitting on the fence thinking, I think I need to get this. I heard about it before. You do need to get it. And take this opportunity now. It's so important that you don't lose out and that you get them before we're out of stock. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide, 3-DVD set, 4 hours. You know, you can use your Visa, your MasterCard, your American Express to pledge. 212-209-2950. And if no one is picking up your call right away, be patient. We're getting flooded with calls. I don't know when this will be available again, because guess what? It's not available on Amazon.com. Guess what? Google can't fix this. It's only here at WBAI, 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. So you know what? I'm told that I need the phones to ring just a little more before we come to the close of the hour. You know, and I know there's so many people out there who are interested. I know you're hanging on to the words that Dr. Scott is sharing with us, but I want to remind you that when you get this DVD set, you're taking Dr. Scott and her years of practice and wisdom home with you. Doesn't get any better than that. Emergency medicines, designer supplements replaced for pennies on the dollar, kitchen remedies. You got ulcers? Guess what? Open the fridge. I got something for you. Spices as medicine. Teas as medicine. How to make your own. You know, how many times have I gone into the store, I've bought my groceries, and I've said to myself, you know what, I think I need to get some, you know, XYZ caps. I've picked up the bottle, I've looked at the price, and I've said, for $24 more on my grocery bill, I don't think so today. Well, Dr. Scott says, you know what, wait up, Natalie, you can have it. You can have your food and your medicine too. And she shows you how to actually make your own capsules, because I know everybody takes everything differently. 212-209-2950. We do need a few more calls before I hit that mark. everyone likes to take things differently. Some of us love our tea. Some of us love our tinctures or there's extracts. Some of us love, you know, just to take a capsule. So if you're a, I just want to take a capsule person, we've got you covered. We're going to show you how to quickly make your own capsules for pennies on the dollar, pennies on the dollar. And if you've already got some of these things, it's going to be free to you. So I need the phones to ring some more, 212-209-2950. We want to share some more information with you. But in order to get there, we do need the phones just to ring a little bit more. And I know some of you were asking, you know, how do I pay? It's, you know, you can use that Visa, you can use that MasterCard, you can use that American Express for your pledge today. But you know what you're, what I find so incredible is that when you call and you get this 3-DVD set, you're taking Dr. Scott home with you. And it's not the same when you get a book. It's not the same when you look online.
Natalie, you know who they're really taking home with them? Curly Island from Mississippi. Felipe from New Mexico. Yellow Horse from New Mexico. Kahuna Zap from Hawaii.
Absolutely. We have to acknowledge the teachers, the leaders, the elders.
Taking home all of my teachers.
Whose shoulders we stand on.
Yes.
You know, as someone who's been to herb school, you know, it's like this wisdom comes from our ancestors. It comes from our elders. It comes from a time before the drugstore on the corner. It comes from a time before the doctor used to prescribe prescription remedies. And that's why so much of it is so helpful and works so quickly. Okay, I know some of you want that number. It's 212-209-2950. And what you're calling for is Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide. It's a 3-DVD set, and it's 4 hours, 7 parts. 7 parts. It doesn't get any better than that. And, you know, I know it's, you know, we're at the top of the hour. We're going to move to a brief break so I can sip my tea over here. And we can come back and we can learn some more from Dr. Scott. But
hey,
I want to talk about prostate problems. I want to talk about prostate. Oh, Dr. Scott has a gift. So
I have a gift. In the next hour, I'm going to share. It's a new remedy. It's not in the DVD set for flu. Developed that I think is profound.
So excellent. So hold on to that thought, and we're going to roll to a break.
Africa, anabongo ba wona pembe.
Like many of you, like many Americans, I have felt frustrated and betrayed by the state of the mainstream media in this country, a media whose priorities seem out of step with their responsibilities. We need a media that strengthens democracy, not a media that strengthens the government. We need a media that enriches public discourse, not one that enriches corporations.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and this is WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
Dr. Scott, we're back, and I just want to thank everyone who has called to support the station during our fund drive and everyone who is clamoring to get Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide, the 3-DVD set, 4 hours. I think the value of the guide is just so clear to everyone. People are so excited. And also the fact that you can't get this anywhere else, I think, is part of it. And like I said, as an herbalist, as someone who's gone to herb school, you know, and my fellow herbalists and I are always saying, we want to take our notes and put them together to share them with people. It doesn't get any better than this. I don't have to put all those notes together anymore for you because Dr. Scott has done this work. So
you're so kind.
I'm thrilled. So I know, Dr., as you know, like I said, I wanted to thank everyone who has been calling. I know some of you are going to call back because the lines were getting jammed. That's 212-209-2950. But Dr. Scott has a treat for us. She has a nugget. You know, a special extra hear all about it. So I know you want to share something with us.
Thank the people who are conscious and listening and supporting this station. And, you know, you mentioned in my introduction, I'm a former, I had sort of the double life of Walter Mitty. I made my living in broadcasting as a journalist, which in those days, it was pretty heartfelt. I'm hearing Jane Fonda talk about what it is today.
Mm.
But in those days, you know, you really felt you could and could see that you made a difference. Not every day, but occasionally. On the other end, because of personal, I was very sick.
Thank you.
I got into this and with a roaring passion. So this was my passion on the side. But I will say, and God bless the people calling in, because this station is critical. It's one of the few remaining lighthouses of truth out there now.
Oh,
all
you.
Of mainstream media has sort of been hijacked, and people are getting very controlled Orwellian kinds of bits of information that, as Jane Fonda was just saying, serve corporations and serve the government, but do not serve you. This station serves the people. And so I'm real, real grateful that I can be a part of helping that happen. So I want to give a gift.
Oh.
Now, flu season is not too far away.
Mm.
And I work with a brilliant, believe it or not, chemical engineer. And he's heavily into natural. So he can look at things really on a molecular basis. And he was looking at, from an engineer standpoint, how would you stop virus from replicating, reproducing? Because that's the biggest problem we have with them. They come into our bodies and they start reproducing so quickly. And it's sort of the race is on there between our immune system and the virus as to who's going to win.
Mm.
So it's very important up front. We've always thought of things like vitamin C, echinacea, all these other things, garlic. But he came up with something that was new to me, and I absolutely love the concept of it.
I can't stand the suspense anymore.
Yes, okay, here we go. Okay, what you would need, and you can find in the health store, is 5-star anise, A-N-I-S-E.
Mm-hmm.
And we would want them in whole form, not crushed.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me why that was important, that they're still in the star shape.
Okay.
And there is a company called the Rio Grande Herb Company that sells them in vacuum-sealed packages, and they're in their perfect star shape.
Mm-hmm.
So we want 5 of those, a little bit of lime juice, and cayenne pepper to toleration. And anybody who's used cayenne knows it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as you can tolerate. And you would bring your good distilled, clean distilled water to a boil, and then let it sit for 30 to 45 seconds. You don't want to pour boiling water, he explained to me over this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you'll burn it.
Mm-hmm.
So let it come down off that boil, but we want it nice and hot. Let it 5 minutes, 7 minutes, let this star anise, the lime and cayenne kind of seep and mingle and get nice and ready for us, and then we would drink that.
Mm.
And he explained the constituents in each of these and what it would do to interrupt the replication process. And
of
boy,
the virus, okay.
I love star anise anyway. It tastes a little bit like
licorice, right?
Also love.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Italian people have used it forever, and so have the Spanish community, Latino, Hispanic, have used in cookies and whatever. It's interesting because the old cultures knew to eat their medicine.
Absolutely.
And we've so lost that, Natalie. We're eating all this denurtured garbage. And they knew that these things had some medicinal quality, and they would eat them as their food, so horseradish, that kind of thing. So anyway, there's my gift.
Oh, thank you so much, and that is so important. And I know people are wanting to call in. They're hearing your voice again. That's the 212-209-2950 for those of you who need to make that call before you go back to work or on to the next thing. And that's Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide with Dr. Gwen Scott. It's the 3 DVDs, 4 hours, 7 parts, 212-209-2950 for those of you who need to call now. I just have to thank you for that gift. You know, Dr. Scott, you've just shared something with us that isn't even on this DVD set. And it's so timely because, you know, when we look back at the flu scare that we've just gone through with the swine flu, the so-called swine flu, H1N1, and so many of us were panicked, particularly those of us who have compromised immune systems, those of us who care for people with compromised immune systems, and those of us with children and infants. We were panicked. We weren't sure that we could really protect our loved ones or ourselves who were in that situation. And the only thing that the doctor was offering was, well, there will be a vaccination coming, which, of course, we all knew. but people were at a loss.
Well, you know, in this DVD set, there's a tonic.
Oh, yes.
In the how-to. And I promise you.
That tonic is incredible. I make that sometimes.
This tonic is well, it about kills everything that wants to kill you.
Yes, and that tonic is an old-school, eclectic remedy. I mean, it's like the back to Eden stuff. It's something that I learned in herb school. And that's what's so great is, you know, I've had so many people come to me and say, oh, you know, I think I want to go to herb school. And I always ask them, you know, well, why? Because I'm curious, like, you know, why do you want to do that? You seem to have your own profession, you know, what? And a lot of times they say, well, I just want to learn to make these remedies. And, you know, sometimes I think to myself, I don't know if that's the best way to do it, you know, but I can't really, I don't have anything else to give them or say to them. Now that you have made this Natural Medicine of Survivors guide, I feel like I have a resource I can give to people who are saying, I want to go to herb school, but it's not because they really want to become herbalists. It's because they just want to learn this stuff for themselves. This is the most phenomenal shortcut ever. I mean, this is stuff that people go and pay thousands and thousands of dollars and or take correspondence courses, you know, take a couple of years sometimes or intensive over a year to learn this material. And here you have it all in one place for $150. This is unheard of. And so as someone who has gone through an herb school curriculum, you know, you've really pulled out a lot of core simple remedies that are such an important part of the medicine bag of any herbalist or, you know, anyone who's doing this kind of natural medicine and really takes a lot of time and sometimes money to go study under someone to get this information.
A lot of time and a lot of money.
Right, and you've said, you know what, let me take that, I'll put it all in one place. You've put it on three DVDs in 4 hours, and that's why it's so long, because you've really combed through and taken out, like, the most essential, simple, you know, remedies and the most powerful ones. And you've said, let me put this all in one place, $150 versus, and you know, some of these courses are $2,000, $3,000, $4,000. And you've said, let me put it all in one place, let me make it easy to do it yourself. Three DVDs, $150, seven parts, 212-209-2950.
I want to give the power back to the people, Natalie.
Absolutely.
I'm
it is
a little
so
offended.
Empowering.
I'm a little offended as a human being that all of these beautiful old spirits, medicine men and women, had all this knowledge. And we're basically tossed by the road.
Yes, thrown under the bus.
Yep. And then the people themselves, as one of the folks said, a huge disconnect took place between this old knowledge and what this was my prayer to bring up, to be a bridge, really, and bless all of the beautiful open-hearted healers that have been kind enough to share with me. And bring that over to now,
when
people really need it, because things are falling apart and things are expensive, the lack of health care, on and on, and to bring it right to them.
You've really
so that
honored
everybody
them.
Can understand it. There's nothing mysterious, and yes, you pointed out, I don't sell a thing. I don't. I am an educator, and so I'm not trying to sell anybody anything.
You've honored your teachers, you've honored the earth, and you've really paid it forward, because this is like a, you know, like an apple seed. It really is. Like, I envision, you know, thousands of people getting this DVD set, sitting down, you know, maybe watching it with some family members, sharing it with some other family members, and then they build that green pharmacy in their homes. Maybe they, and you know what, one of the things I thought would be such a great thing is if people got together in a group and did it, and, you know, maybe they could do one remedy at a time or one DVD at a time, assemble all the ingredients, buy them together or pick them from their gardens together, and then just have a day where they made tinctures.
No, that's actually happening.
Oh, phenomenal. It's a movement.
The Mormon community and the Amish community are doing this, and they're bringing their children in on it.
Absolutely.
Saying, okay,
kids love this.
You are in charge of, if anybody gets burned, what do we do? And then, Mary, you are in charge if anybody gets cut, What do we do? And bringing the children in, and it's a whole family experience of education, and everybody has an important role.
Absolutely. And this is the kind of stuff kids love. One of my favorite things when I was a practicing herbalist was going into schools, particularly in urban schools where the kids didn't have a lot of access to gardens, and teaching them some basics about herbalism and home remedies, and just seeing how the kids would light up and seeing them make medicines together.
Kids are great, man. They're wide open.
They really are. So this
They're
is just
wide open.
This is also a great educational tool for anyone who's doing a health curriculum, particularly a self-health curriculum with young people. But one of the things, I want to come back to the DVD, because there's something, you talk about prostate support, natural prostate support, and I think that this is so revolutionary and so important. The level of prostate problems, I think at one time it was really big in the press because a big company had bought some of the supplement companies that were making prostate support. And so suddenly you saw all of this, media covering, prostate support. And then it just disappeared. And men's prostate problems have not disappeared. And,
somewhat epidemic, actually.
It's phenomenal. And men are so uncomfortable. It's really an uncomfortable kind of a problem. And so one of the things I love about this is that you take a men's problem and you give us such a simple solution. We're actually going to share this clip with the audience just so they can hear it straight from the DVD and get a real sense of what you have to offer.
You know, the good folks at Harvard did a wonderful study a few years ago on male prostate health, and they noticed this interesting kind of thing, that men who ate a lot of pasta and pasta sauce or pizza, I think they said 2 or 3 servings a week, had their prostate was much healthier than men that didn't. So they said, okay, let's look into this. What's the active ingredient here causing this healthy reaction? And what they found was that it was in the seeds of tomatoes, something called lycopene. Now, you can go to the health store now. If Codex comes in, you won't be able to, but right now you can, and spend a lot of money buying a supplement called lycopene. Well, come on, folks, let's go back to the source. Now, it does have to be cooked tomatoes. It can't be raw tomato seeds. It doesn't seem to release this element, so you need to cook. All different ways to cook tomatoes. I love to make my own pasta sauce. Why anybody buys it in a jar, I don't know. Very easy to do. You have tomato sauce, you have diced tomatoes. Here's a wonderful, wonderful, and this has been cooked, so we know that the lycopene has been released. This is a green chili salsa, so you get a little extra kick in vitamin C and some other good medicine in there. So, hey, just eat more pasta, eat more pizza, eat more cooked tomatoes for your prostate, and don't pay all that money for a supplement when you can just, right here in your kitchen, you can have just as strong and healthy prostate as you can paying a lot of money for a little bottle, okay? Tomatoes, it's a good thing. One of the most important trace minerals that we can put into our body is zinc. Zinc prevents virus from reproducing, and that's what happens with colds and flus. Virus come into us and start reproducing, replicating tens of thousands a minute, and then overcome our immune system. But we've discovered through research, if we have enough zinc in our system, they can't do that. And a lot of people know that, and they go to the health store and buy zinc lozenges, zinc capsules. However, and they're not expensive, I grant you that, but why do that when you have available to you a very rich source of zinc that's delicious? And it's interesting because when I moved here to the Southwest and started visiting the Pueblos, I noticed that a lot of the Pueblo Indian men were eating a lot of pumpkin seeds. And so eventually I said, why are we doing this? And it's prostate health. And sure enough, just a few years ago, I saw a study done, and I believe it was Harvard, but it might have been Yale, on zinc and prostate health. And it's very important for prostate health to have enough zinc in the system. And a lot of foods, the zinc is processed out of, or it isn't in the soil to begin with. But pumpkin seeds are very, very rich. So are egg yolks, back to the incredible edible egg. Red meats, herring. But this is an easy, fun, source of zinc the whole family can enjoy. You just put them out into a bowl, put them around, let the kids come and eat them, have the husband eat. This is bioavailable right from here to your tummy, to your system, zinc. I thought a fun thing might be for you to do, it's next Halloween, instead of throwing those pumpkin seeds away, save them, dry them, and then roast them. These are roasted with a little bit of sea salt. Not only are they delicious, but you'll probably cut your cold and flu in your family down considerably if they have enough zinc in their system.
Wow. And that was Dr. Gwen Scott on Natural Medicine, A Survivor's Guide. It's the 3-DVD set that is our premium today for $150 pledge. And that's 212-209-2950. And she's talking to us about prostate health, but, you know, I love how you kind of roll from there into the zinc, because there's that overlapping ingredient of the medicine of the pumpkin seeds, and then really educate us about, you know, antiviral, like the most simple antivirals, and how zinc is such an important part about that. But the reason I wanted to share this clip with everyone, Dr. Scott, is because a lot of times men glaze over when we start talking about like natural health and we're going to make these remedies, and men don't necessarily hear anything for them in it. And one of the things I loved about the Natural Medicine of Survivor's Guide is that there was, first of all, this having this piece about prostate health is so important, but some of the other remedies, especially the joint stuff, really relates to the kind of complaints that I see a lot of men coming in with in healthcare. So, but I do want to come back to this whole issue of prostate support. You know, what is going on? Why are men having such a high level of prostate problems?
Well, I think some of it's diet, to be honest with you. Just eating a lot of denatured, chemicalized foods. And also, this is really obvious when we talk about, I was just working with a gentleman the other day about this. A lot of indigenous cultures, let's look at it, Native American, even Scottish, the kilt, Eastern Indian, African.
Oh, right, they're not binding
kinda wear
their
dresses.
Groin, right.
They wear kind of open, loose clothing. And in this society, we have jockey shorts and tight jeans and all this stuff. And what we now know through research is that this closed, confined, heat-producing environment where the genitalia are confined and they cannot move and air cannot circulate is a large part of the problem. So that's a simple thing, which is just wear loose clothing.
That doesn't even sound good. I mean, you know, you don't
even
have to know anything medical
or technical.
But hey,
what do we women do? We put bras on with underwires, which are nickel, which are carcinogenic.
Ooh,
and right over our lymphatics, you know, the lymphatic glands that clear your chest area, your breast, your lungs, run right under your breasts. So what do? We wear these bras that have wire, nickel, which we know scientifically leaches. They've traced pocket change, there's another one, in men up into their liver leaches through. Okay, ladies, if you have an underwire bra, cut and pull that wire out. Now, I would say don't wear a bra at all, but that's really hard for a lot of women.
I was going to say, we're not all ready for that.
Large-breasted women, right. It's hard. But they have bras that are like running bras and stuff, where all of the pressure is on the rib cage, not right directly under the breast, where your lymphatic system is trying to clear the debris, and yet it takes very little pressure, Natalie, just a little tiny bit to shut that whole system down.
So, and it's really the same principle for both men and women. It's like, you know, men, the tight briefs, the Speedos, the athletic cups, anything that is pulling and tucking in and confining you is actually also going to contribute to some of these kinds of prostate problems. And the other thing I want to talk about, because the pumpkin seed and the prostate discussion really kind of ties into this, is fertility and sex drive. And I think that that's also